Well, we're ready to get this over with.
Yeah,
folks. Yes.
And a high fly ball, center field. He hit it a ton. It's gone. And the 2010 Central Division Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
Has the football. Short drop. Lobs one down the sideline for Binns. He's got it. Touchdown. 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 Armand Binns.
See, this is the kind of thing, quite honestly, right now, that makes you want to see the Chicago Cubs team lose.
And it is bobble and caught.
Yeah!
AJ Green makes the catch on the ricochet Hail Mary as a prayer is answered in the end zone by Adriel Jeremiah Green.
Welcome to another episode of Riverfront Radio, and it doesn't matter when you're listening to this, Aristides Aquino probably just hit a home run.
Because of an animal.
That's about the only thing the Reds have left to look forward to at this point, I think.
It's not been great. Right when you get some momentum, they do things like split a series with the Cardinals. That is a very winnable series.
Yeah.
There was one game where they got shellacked, but today they had the first inning home run that had all the momentum right away, and then they end up not scoring again until it was almost too late, or it was too late. So.
Yeah. I think, they haven't been in it basically all season because of the way they started, but I think at this point we can officially declare that they're out of it, right? I mean, they're 7.5 back with 39 games to play. Cardinals currently are leading the division. If the Cardinals finish the season 500, the Reds have to play over 700 ball just to pass them. So it's I don't know. I'm willing to say that that their playoff hopes are dead now.
I will never say never.
Well, let's just win the whole fucking thing.
I mean, yeah, unless they rattle off one of Jeff's 30-game winning streaks, maybe.
The only problem with what Jeff, the only thing, okay, now you're quoting two different baseball movies. I'm going to go to the first movie you quoted. The only problem is none of the Castellinis would look good getting taken apart one piece of clothing at a time, like Rachel Phelps.
There's no crying in baseball. I'm just trying to throw out more.
All right, Jimmy Dugan, you had to pee, we get it.
You play ball like a girl.
Always pack a fat dip. Okay, Jeff, now you're just... You killed it. You're going a little overkill now that we've hit four or five, whatever it is.
He ate the gummy bear.
No. Does anybody want Bull Durham? You know, anyone quote Bull Durham, you know, 42. Anything else in Field of Dreams? Jeff, maybe you got some Field of Dreams stuff you want to talk about?
I said if they build it, you will come.
Oh, you did?
Come, yeah.
Okay, you got it.
There's no crying in baseball.
You already said that one.
Dan said that one.
I can't even keep track of who said it. You guys all look alike.
And that's been our Jeff Butcher's Baseball Movie Quotes segment. Thanks for submitting that, listener.
I do want to know we do have some listener questions / comments later on that I am looking forward. No one's seen them except for me, so I'm excited for that.
Mac, I don't know what
you're Ben Mac, whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's called a tease.
Ben Mac, I'm curious to get your thoughts because I think you're the one that was the most excited for them, I think. How do you feel that the 76 and the 90 uniforms played out this weekend?
I like them, but I wish they were a little more form-fitting.
I think the one thing you talked about is you weren't sure if they didn't go form-fitting, they would look a little bit out of place, being kind of baggier like a normal uniform. Yeah. I felt the same way looking at them. It seemed a little bit off. I think they looked fine, but I like the way the 69 ones looked a lot better with the button up, I think.
Me too.
Similar style, except I don't think they had as much.
No trim hype on them, yeah.
But,
The only thing that I disliked about those uniforms was the names on the back.
They're so good.
Yeah, just yeah, like, off, you know, if you have a longer name, they kind of have to wrap it around.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Sclafani's.
Yeah.
looked ridiculous.
It looks cool on the throwbacks when you get a Davey Concepcion jersey where it's like literally from like below the armpits, like around. Yeah. But I think if they went more modern with it, if they were going to make it a common, or not a common, a permanent fixture, and they went with one of those as the inspiration for the new jerseys, I think you'd see the names a lot smaller and maybe still arched like that, but not quite as drastic.
Right.
Right.
I think they could find a good common ground between the 67, 69, and then the 76 and 90, which are essentially the same except for the cuffs are different.
Yep.
I think you could find a good mix of all of those to kind of bring together a true what the red should look like. And the common theme of all of those is the hat with no black on it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the big thing that I can't wait to see go away.
Yeah.
And that's, and honestly, like, and I think this, and we don't know, maybe I'm giving them too much credit, but we've talked about how this could be a trial run for a lot of different jersey ideas to see what, you know, plays better with, you know, because they can gauge social media more than, it's essentially free compared to, you know, bringing in a, you know, market research team type of thing, where they can gauge social media and just fan interaction and see what people were more drawn to. And what they're selling more of in the team shop, whether that's just nostalgia reasons or if it's because they like the look of it.
Yeah, but people seem to love this red hat with the white button on top. I don't know.
The people like me, idiots that bought it without realizing. But then, because, I mean, until this year, those types of jerseys weren't really available to buy, especially through the Reds or... the hats without the drop shadow weren't really available to buy unless it had an obnoxious like patch on the side of it. So I think that if they are using this year as kind of a benchmark of where they're at with their uniforms and what fans like, I think just based on Twitter, what I've seen, you're going to see something very similar to what we've seen in the last four jerseys.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird, really three, because set this weekend, 76 and 90 were essentially the same with the exception of the additional stripe on the piping or whatever, on the cuffs. So
all we got left now is 95 and 99, which are both vastly different from the ones we saw this weekend. Both pinstripes with vests.
Yeah, I like 95 if it has the solid red hat.
Yeah, I don't like that white pinstripe hat.
And it's a cool, you know, one-off type of thing. Like, when they wore it, it reminds you of your childhood. But I don't think I'd like it nowadays.
Right.
I know Brantley likes it. I think it was you that was saying the one day Brantley was saying.
Yeah, he liked the white hat just because it
hit the ball better.
Yeah. Anything for an edge, but.
That's right. But, I don't know. Like, and then 99 has the black hat with the red bill and the black sleeves, which at the time I thought it was kind of cool. And I think it was just because that was a fun time to be a Red.
Yeah. That, and we were also 13.
True.
True. But, you think, since they're both, vests, do you think we'll go sleeveless again with these? Cause they've done it for all the other vest ones, even though, you know, only one of them was, it made sense, but
I hope not. Just for that simple fact that it made sense for the Big Clue jerseys to be that way. It didn't make sense the next time. We'll see. I don't know.
Weeks ago too. So
yeah, but Dietrich, I think, was the fuel to that.
Right. I think so.
Yeah.
Him and Suarez.
So we'll see.
Suarez had a little bit of a scare on Friday night. He kind of got slid in.
I can't wait to hear what he's going
to say. To his thumb. What happened?
You froze.
Oh.
Just briefly. But yeah, no, that was a scare, especially when he wasn't in the lineup the next day.
So is Joey's back issue that he's having?
Well, Suarez is back. I was going to say, but he's back now, which is nice.
Yeah.
And he hit a homer today to start the game for the Reds. But.
Mm-hmm.
Votto, and then Votto went to the he's on the 10-day, isn't he? The 10-day injury list. Is that he's been dealing with the back all year, hasn't he?
Don't conform. Don't call it the injury list. You call it what it damn well is.
Disabled list.
There you go.
IR.
But he's been dealing with the back all year, hasn't he? Or that was the rumor.
Yeah, from carrying the team.
earlier on.
He hasn't been carrying 4 years.
I've been carrying shit this year. Just kidding.
Yeah, earlier this year he had some back stiffness or tightness that kept him out of the lineup. So, and that sounds like they were hoping it would get better, and it just never really got better. So they couldn't keep playing with a short bench. So they just, especially with suspensions.
All of us in our mid-30s can relate to that back stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably fell asleep on the couch watching TV, and here he is.
Sneezed weird and...
Yeah. Stepped off the bottom step real weird and...
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you feel it to go and you just don't know how that foot's... gonna land and how your back's gonna feel when your foot hits the ground.
Well, you had that comment the other day on Twitter about your 30s is that hangover feeling, like even though you didn't drink the night before.
Oh yeah,
like it's 100% true, because I feel like I'm dying every morning when I wake up.
Yeah,
that's high blood pressure. You need to get that looked at.
I don't have high blood pressure.
If we all have high blood pressure, just deal with it.
It's true.
For someone that gets really worked up and angry at the weirdest things, like I surprisingly don't. Like I thought I'm sure I will.
I don't, and that surprises me. Just like the cholesterol thing. I don't have high cholesterol, but I will eventually one day.
Release the emails. Prove it. You need to see your biometric screening. We're not going to believe it until you prove it.
I produce. Think it's a HIPAA violation.
No violation for him.
All right, we're back.
All right.
So, yeah, that's the Reds.
Yeah, so the Reds. Aquino has been fun to watch. It's been brutal. We've got the bullpen is just a revolving door at this point. Lorenzen got two hits the other night, which was fun.
How do you pronounce the one dude's name? Is it Cunel?
I thought it was Cunel.
Cunel? He looks like a dude that I would have wanted to like fight in high school.
Yeah, he's only like 23, but he's like he looks like he's like 40.
Yeah.
He looks like he should be on his second stint with an independent team after he's been released by like 3 minor league teams. Like he just looks like he would be pitching for like the Florence Freedom or something.
Is he the guy that came from Seattle?
No. This is a guy that's been in the system.
Okay.
The RJ Lyons. I can never say his name either. Like, but yeah, like he dropped his ERA significantly the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 20 something from his stint with the Mariners.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a revolving door, and that's a product of releasing some of the veterans that we didn't want to pay when their contracts came up, and I don't know, the opportunity to see what some of your younger arms or arms that you have in the system have a chance to do maybe as an audition for next year. So
that's where the money is going to go in the off season.
It'll be better for the bullpen.
Pitching.
Yeah.
Starting and bullpen.
Yeah.
I think they'll still sign another big arm.
Hope so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. It'll
be interesting, but
who knows me. Yeah, Bengals news. Before we hop into Bengals news, we got some bad news on the Bengals front this morning.
Sad.
Cedric Benson, who... It was always fun to watch as a Bengals
fan. I like Benson.
2009, man, that was one of the great seasons. He was one of the main reasons they made that run they did.
Yep.
Like he had like almost 1,300 yards that year.
Yep.
He was a beast.
He passed away this weekend in an automobile accident down in Texas. So that sucks. And it sucks that it happens because not that you forget about a guy like Cedric Benson. But I forgot how good he was for the Bengals. And I know that he had his issues before he came to the Bengals when he was in Chicago.
Sure.
And he was viewed as a bust in Chicago at a time. But, I mean, he was exactly what the Bengals needed.
Yeah.
And they had Corey Dillon at one point, which was probably one of the best running backs of our generation.
Yeah.
If you consider him our generation, because we were in elementary school for all that. But Cedric Benson was here for a long time. I didn't realize.
4 years, I think.
I think it was at least 4, because he was here for... I didn't realize this.
He only had one season under 1,000 yards, and he still had like 740 yards or something like that.
I didn't realize there was overlap between him and Dalton until today. So I just, for whatever reason, didn't realize that. So, that sucks. And that, you know, when I saw that, I'm like, He had a pretty decent that kind of stuff, but
he had a pretty decent couple seasons with the Packers too, didn't he?
I think he had one decent year and then one he got hurt.
Yeah,
but he was one of those guys that he was a stud in NCAA whatever year that game was.
Yep.
I can never remember. Vince Young. Yeah,
and he was pretty sweet with Texas back then.
It was well known around the dorms in OU that you were pretty sweet with Texas, but we just. He's one of those guys that he's probably one of the best college running backs and definitely one of my favorite video game characters.
Yeah.
For any sort of game. So so that sucks. And I'm sure we'll get to see a lot more montages of his time in Cincinnati and obviously in Texas and whatever they can muster together through his seasons in Green Bay and in Chicago. But he was a Bengal. Like he was. Yeah. What most people remember him as other than Texas, but so that sucks. And thoughts and prayers to the Benson family. But I on some less depressing news, Joe Mixon stiff-armed Josh Norman through the earth.
He's had two runs in the preseason and one of them he just absolutely destroyed him.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
and the best part is it didn't count, so that he was going to get one play is what they said. And his one play was a sweep where he just literally, like, pushed Josh Norman through the ground.
Bounced.
Like, he bounced off the ground. And then it got brought back for a holding call, which every play had a flag for the first, like, 15 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
And then so he got another play. And
they spend so much time on pass interference and all that stuff. They've got to figure out holding. Because those are some tic-tac, like, holding calls. And I know that his hands were outside, but, like...
Weird. Yeah. The offensive lineman doesn't think he held.
Yeah. I'm telling you, though, it's getting bad.
And I think every receiver got
in. And they hold every play. So that's the other problem. They hold every play. So.
Yeah, and I feel like that's always been an issue. I think it's always going to be an issue. There's just going to be times where you get a trigger happy ref who's going to throw that flag no matter what. I don't think it's a widespread across the league where you're getting ridiculous holdings called every single game, but. You're going to have games like that where I just feel like you get a few bullshit ones that, like you said, you could call out on any play if you really wanted to, and most guys don't, but it's going to happen from time to time. But
seems like Billy Price is in Zach Taylor's doghouse.
He didn't have a bad game, though.
He didn't get to start. And
I think he's going to play some guard this week.
We'll see. Trey Hopkins has been pretty impressive. So. Yeah,
they both had good games. The offensive line on the whole didn't have a bad game.
Until they retire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Their biggest problem was getting the run going, but I just think that's going to be hard to do in the preseason just because you're not trying to establish the run. They're trying to see what their wide receivers can do. But
And the young receivers are looking good.
They are. They are very good. Now,
if we're looking for bright spots, that's definitely one of them.
But you're not wrong. It is wild to see Billy Price, be your first round pick the year before, and he's a backup in preseason game number two. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him.
Hopefully, Taylor's just doing this to kind of bolster him. Kind of get his get his head where it needs to be.
Sure.
Yeah, he really didn't have a bad game. Neither of them did.
We are going to give up so many fucking yards through the air this year. Defensive backs are garbage. Yeah, it's going to be a long season. And I hate being this pessimistic, without the season even starting yet. But I do not have much faith that this is going to be a good season.
Yeah, that's what Ben and I were texting back and forth the other day. Like, okay, we look forward to the Bengals or... The Blue Jackets who lost all their big free agents, and I think I decided I'm looking forward to the Reds 2020 now.
At least I got the Lakers, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though Boogie's out for the season. Bringing in Dwight Howard. Shoot me now.
Dwight news. That's all that.
There you go. That worked out the first time, right?
Sure.
No, will this count as another team for him, or are we just going to act like...
I don't know.
Do you see that picture on Twitter of McCowan's daughter, like wearing all his jerseys with her friends, and she didn't even have enough friends to wear all the jerseys that he has worn?
No, but that's awesome.
He just got picked up by the Eagles, and his daughter's in a picture, and all of her friends are wearing, because he wore two different numbers with the Bears too, because I was like, why are there two Bears jerseys, but they were different numbers? And she had like six or seven friends in the picture and didn't have enough friends to wear all of his jerseys.
That's funny.
Yeah, that just means she's not very popular, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm really just trying to shame her for, not having enough friends.
Yeah.
Looking for positives from the Bengals game. Finley looks good for Dalton's backup. He looks competent. It's good to see him that, you know, he already moved up past Driscoll on the depth chart.
Right.
And it was good to see him get some good reps in at QB.
In talking about Driscoll, and he knows already that he's done. Like, his goose is cooked. He's already asked for reps at other positions to make himself more
marketable
or just, like, reliable to have, like, in three facets of the game. If he can play as a receiver, he can play special teams, and he could be that, you know, third emergency quarterback that you don't have to waste a roster spot on.
Sure. Yeah.
But the thing with Finley is, it'll work for Zach Taylor's offense, at least what we assume Zach Taylor's offense will be. But his arm is so weak. Like, he's got literally, like, I'm pretty sure we could all, and I would only have one shot until my arm fell off, but I'm pretty sure we could all throw a ball as far as he threw the one earlier in the game. I guess it was at the end of the second half, or end of the first half. It was like, we went like 45 yards or something like that. So,
well, Dalton can't throw the deep ball either, so.
Right, yeah, you know. Despite the stats, but yeah, but it might, I mean, that you don't necessarily need to uncork the ball 60 yards if your offense, but it's nice to have that option, especially with, you know, speed, some speed threats. But then again, John Ross is never on the field either. So who cares if about the speed at that point, but we'll see, Jeff, before all the blood falls out of your hand.
My two biggest things were Jermaine Pratt looked amazing. Plugging, you know, some of the holes on some of the run plays, and Erickson looked unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Erickson's kind of been there for a couple of years. And he had kind of a coming out party. He looked really good, really good punt return. And he looked like he was capable of filling, you know, whatever's going on with Ross. He looked like he was capable of at least filling that third spot.
Sure.
D-line is going to be the strong point of
that's what's
going to
help
team.
Them.
Yeah, it usually is. It has been the past few years, I think.
Yep.
They're going to live and die on the pressure they get on the quarterback.
I liked what little bit we got to see out of Drew Sample, too. He's had some nice catches.
Just the tight ends in general.
Oh, I hope Mason Schreck had a good game, too. Yeah, I want that tight end named Schreck to make the team, just because his name's Schreck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mason Schreck had a good game, too.
Cut that Eifert guy. We don't need him anymore.
Uzama had a terrible game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
He had a couple holding penalties. And he missed, I think he missed the only ball that was thrown to him.
Yeah.
So put that in Zama.
It's preseason, so.
Eifert was out there for a play.
That scared me to death.
Yeah.
He stumbled in the end zone, didn't he?
Yeah. It was like an out route, or not an out route, but like a fade type of thing towards the end zone, I think. And as soon as I saw him go off camera, I'm like, oh, he probably tangled up with the cameraman and Brooke.
And he just intentionally throws it near all the bystanders.
Just sitting over there, like, cut in half, like Marty from Not Another Teen Movie.
That's not a baseball movie, so you can't quote it.
Yeah. Randy Bullock looked good, right?
Fat?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Can
he not be the kicker this year?
They have another one on the roster right now.
And the Bears have released like seven kickers this training camp, so maybe we can pick one of those up.
Get the double doink.
That's right.
Hey, yeah.
I don't know. I hate being so pessimistic, but I do not have very high expectations for this Bengals team.
This is the first time I've been pessimistic on the Bengals in a while. And I feel pessimistic in comparison to Jeff all the time with the Bengals.
Let's hear Jeff.
I'm always glass half full.
But I honestly feel
I've
like
giving them six wins. That's my whole thing.
Whoa. I feel like
that's as many as they got last year.
You mean in the first 6 weeks? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying six wins.
Six wins,
and that's pretty bad for me. I don't think they're a 3-win team, like that idiot on Twitter said. I don't think they're an 0-16 team, obviously, because I don't think they're a 3-1 team. No, I think they're a 6-10 team. I think they'll surprise us and win 7.
So you think they're 7-9 team?
Yeah, I think at their most they're a 7-8-1.
So there you go.
Okay. My hope is they go 8-8.
All right, 9-7.
All right, 13-3.
I can see them going 12-4.
Wouldn't shock me 15-1.
Honestly, though, they could go undefeated this year. They got the talent. All right, we covered it all.
We're good. We will not be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I 6-10.
They don't go 5-11. We didn't call that.
That's 2-14. That's pretty low for what I normally say. So
yeah, I would agree, but I don't think that's unrealistic. But I don't know. We'll see.
I do fear that my Browns prediction is going to be wrong because they do look good.
They've looked good in a preseason before.
Yeah. I know. That's like
they go 4-0 the year they went 0-16.
Yeah. So I keep telling myself is that they've looked good before in the preseason.
I don't think they're going to be bad, but I don't think they're going to be like.
It'll be better than the Bengals.
Yeah. Well, there might be one other team in the NFL that's not going to be better than the Bengals.
Which for two.
I think they probably have the best shot at winning the division, but our division's down this year.
Browns, you're talking?
Yeah, Browns.
I don't know, man.
I feel like no matter what, the Steelers are always going to be. It's always going to come down to the Steelers and Ravens, I feel. No matter how bad either team looks, and who knows what the Ravens this year with Lamar Jackson. Like,
guy can't throw a football.
Doesn't need
to, man. So fast.
He did that run he had the other day. It was awesome.
We ready to get into these Twitter questions?
I know. We've been sitting on the edge of our seat.
Oh, do you want to? Already? Okay. All right. Let me click over to Twitter here.
Submitted by the fans.
Cherry cordial.
For the fans, by the fans.
Cherry cordial.
Where's it at? All righty. I'm not using their actual Twitter handles. I'm just going to use their name and then like where I've either gathered they're from or what it says as their location on Twitter, just so nobody gets doxxed here.
John from 3 blocks down. It's
All right. Mark in Norwood, Ohio. Hey, Mark. He wants to know, with the Reds bullpen, do you see any starters in the current rotation becoming bullpen arms if they're able to sign a big free agent in the offseason? And also a follow-up question, on an 8-hour road trip in a car with leather seats and no air conditioning, what would Jeff's boxer smell like?
He would be freeballing on that trip. So
yeah, of course.
I just like the way the leather feels. That's something I imagine Jeff would say.
So for the first question, I could actually see Tyler Mahle being our long guy.
Yeah,
see that.
But for sure. Other than him, I don't know if I don't think Disco would.
I could see Disco sliding in the bullpen.
Yeah,
I don't know. They have the Reds front office has so much writing on him being.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough one. But yeah, I don't even want to think.
I could
about
see what Sims Disco being in the rotation.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Depends
I
on what season is it on this eight-hour road trip.
Oh
well, I was saying next year, man.
Are the heated seats
with no air conditioning?
Are they it's keto season.
He's gonna sit on his
asparagus.
Gross.
It's gonna be some combination of Slim Jims and
Taco Bell farts.
You smell like every day.
I know. That's the point.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think Mahle probably. I think Sims is going to be in the rotation next year. They've mentioned that before on a couple broadcasts. So
nasty stuff.
Jeff, what's your go-to drink on a road trip?
Code Red.
That's what you're grabbing at the gas station?
Code Red. Or a Powerade.
White Monster, man.
Yeah, Red Monster.
Ultra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those also. White Power Aid.
Jesus. All right. So Dave in Cincinnati wants to know, with the Cincinnati-Ohio State game, he actually called into the program. Dave in Cincinnati wants to know, with the Cincinnati-Ohio State game this year, do you see any sort of chance of Luke Fickell finally getting his, I guess, how do you word this?
No, the answer is no.
Do you see? No. Let me click it back over because I was going off of memory. Where's it at? Okay. Do you see a Luke Fickell in his third year having a shot of taking down a first year head coach for an interstate?
Yes.
Intrastate upset.
Yes. I was arguing with a friend of the show last night about this. His name is also David, which is weird. Big D. He goes by Big D, but yeah, we were arguing about this last night, and we were saying that yes, Luke Fickell will take down the mighty Ohio State.
Probably Buckeyes. The same person you're talking about, Jeff.
I realize this. It's just coincidence. Hey, weird coincidence.
No, I will say this is not T-Bone.
Okay, because he knows that. He knows the answer. No,
I don't think it'll happen. I think it'll be a good game, but I don't think it'll happen.
I'm not confident. Ohio State, their talent pool is just way too good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, they'll, you know, pick one of the little sisters of the poor schools in Ohio, like now this year, Cincinnati and Miami. So they'll give them a game just to throw some bucks at them. But yeah, UC's got no shot.
And one of our friends on defense at OU scores a touchdown.
I'm joking, obviously, when I said it, but I do think UC will give the Buckeyes a game. I don't think that they'll beat them, but I mean, UC's got a lot of talent too. Running backs can be a stud.
This game was in 2 years. I thought you were making fun of Jeff. It was like game 7 when he had already broken 1,000 yards. Jeff was like, he's pretty good. Yeah, that was funny. If you froze Ohio State in their current state and took UC in 2 or 3 years, I'd say there's a legit possibility. Because that class, that
Ohio thing,
that fickle class that's coming in right now, that'll be, you know, sophomores and juniors in 2 and 3 years, like, they're going to be good. There are a lot of 3 and 4 star guys. So, and then if you could catch a big school, you know, in a first year of a new coach, but I wouldn't really. Ryan Day's, I mean, he's a guy from Urban's staff, yeah, so it's not like
he's seasoned. Like, he's not a new guy.
It's not like a guy came in from the outside and is redoing the entire system. And
he had some head coaching experience last season too, because Urban started off suspended, and I mean, one of those games was against TCU, so it wasn't all just cupcakes, and he did really well. With calling the shots then. So I don't think he's going to be, you know, green. So I think that makes it tough on Fickell. But again, I mean, UC is a good team. I think they're going to be pretty good in the AAC this year. I think they got a shot at, you know, being a 1 or 2 loss team at the end of the year, probably. So surprise me.
What are Buckeyes like preseason right now? Do they have a preseason ranking, like top 5, top 10?
I think they're probably somewhere in the 3 to 7 range. Most people, think, have them.
I was gonna say, okay. I knew they were in top 10, but I didn't know where.
I don't know exactly where. I don't pay attention to the preseason rankings too much, but I think most people still, it's either Alabama or Clemson, but the Buckeyes are up there.
I got one last one. This is Stacy in North Olmsted, Ohio. Said, as a Reds fan that is in Northeast Ohio, I enjoyed the opportunity to get Puig to be an Indian because I loved watching him on TV as a Red. Do you think there's any chance that he re-signs with Cincinnati in the offseason?
Don't do this to us.
Also, is Witty as handsome as he sounds on the podcast?
I don't know if that's an insult to me, but
the way they spell Stacy, I don't know if it's a boy or girl either, so.
Ooh, okay. All right. So, now we're talking.
No, it's a girl. From the profile picture, it's a girl.
So I'll answer your second question. I'm much more handsome than I sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also much more married than I sound.
It's true. Yeah. I'll just say no. I don't think it's going to happen.
I would love for it to happen, but
I don't think it makes sense. Yeah,
are we talking about Whit hooking up with Stacy?
I don't think
that'll happen either.
Yeah,
no, I'll say 100% it definitely will not happen. So my wife listens to this.
I love you.
I'd love it if we signed, but again, I like Jeff said, it doesn't make sense for him to. I don't think it's going to happen, but take good care of him.
Yep. I think he's going to end up in a market.
Now we don't need him.
That's what I was going to say. If it weren't for Aquino coming on like this, I would say there might be a possibility of them being able to lure him back in, but I don't know. They're not really ready to win, but I could see maybe them making a push, signing a lot of guys to, like they did a couple years ago, to appease the fan base. I could see him ending up in a small market baseball team in a big city, if that makes sense. I don't know if, but like Miami.
Yeah.
I could see him end up being a Marlin or like a Padre if they've got any money left over from Machado's contract. Like, I could see him ending up on a team like that where it's like, he's not going to end up in New York. He's not going to be a Yankee. He's not going to be a Dodger again. He's not going to be a Cub or anything like that. But I think he'll end up in a bigger city, but not necessarily a big team or a team that you would view as a go out and sign all the, top free agent type of guys. So kind of like Machado did last year with the Padres. So that's all I had as far as the questions go. So thanks for sending those in.
You did a good job of thinking of this on the fly, man.
Mark, David, and Stacy. So. Yeah, those are all made up questions.
Yeah, I figured as much.
We got us talking a little bit.
Yeah.
I gave everybody like an 8 minute.
It's not a made up doghouse that Whit's in right now.
Wait, he put himself in that one. I just
seemed pretty guilty the way he answered so fast that he wasn't going to hook up with a fake person.
The second question, the follow-up, was going to be, like the rest of us, do you feel Dan is disqualified of talking about Cincinnati sports since he doesn't even live in the state? But I forgot. So we can go around the room and answer. I said, no, he's very qualified.
Tony and I did get in a debate last night about whether Dak's better than Dalton last night. Deserves $40 million.
Is Dak even – he's not practicing or anything right now, is he? So they don't have Zeke or Dak? They're both just
– Did you hear what Jerry Jones said? Holding out. Jerry Jones, when that dude kind of ran pretty decent the other night, was just like Zeke who?
I saw that he had a good run. I didn't see Jerry Jones' comments or anything.
Jeff, give us your Jerry Jones impersonation.
Zeke who?
That was good.
Wow. Thank you. Me and Tenny were arguing about whether Dak was better than Dalton last night.
That's pretty manly of you to bring that argument up without him here to defend himself.
Yeah.
I know. Come on the show. Comment. Defend yourself.
We'll have our IT department set him up with Skype so he can hop on. Takes a couple months to get
clear. Dalton was definitely better on Pardon My Take.
There you go.
I forgot Dak was even on Part of My Take. And that was one of
the worst interviews ever.
Yeah.
AJ Green was the worst interview ever.
Yeah. That's a toss-up.
It was pretty bad. But it wasn't bad as Dak. But at least,
toss-up brought to you by Rockin' Refuel.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk. Let's go.
I really like how...
Jay Bruce.
I really like how with Dalton, he actually got in the van with him. So that gives him a couple bonus points right away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So...
Bang bus.
Nope, yeah. It's the van.
Was that, that see a redhead?
That was Vanny Woodhead, I think.
Yeah.
R.I.P. in peace. So. All right, well, I started it off, so who wants to end it?
Jeff.
See ya.
Bye.
We're looking for Aquino to break some more records coming up here for the Reds. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Got a shot at breaking the single month, the month, you know, home run total. I think he's at 11, and he needs four more. Is that what it is? Because it's 14.
I think 14 is the record.
Frank Robinson, I think, has the record.
Yeah.
A couple for, other.
For any calendar month for the Reds.
Yeah.
And he's got like 14 games left to do it. So, I mean, he's got a decent shot at, at breaking that record.
Once he hits that Dietrich cold spell.
Don't even put that in the universe, Jeff.
Damn it, Jeff. It was funny, the other day I was looking, I think it was when he was on 7 or whatever, I was looking at, I don't know if it was Baseball Reference or whatever, one of the stat websites, and it like showed his projected stats over 162 games, and like it was like 100 home runs or something like that. That'd be so awesome. Yeah.
And created player back when you could, what was the name of that guy at MLB 99?
I forget. But yeah, every single hit was a 606-foot home run no matter what.
Yeah.
That made that game so much fun to play because you could never ever lose.
I feel like it was like, it wasn't Mark Murphy, but it was something like
it
that.
It was the name of one of the developers, I think. Yeah. But yeah, some name like that.
Yep. So, all right. Well, tune in next week's for more listener questions, and we'll have a game against the Giants to discuss for the Bengals, and I guess
press rehearsal.
Jeff will give us his rundown of what he thinks the depth chart will be.
Ooh, that's always the most electric episode of the year.
That is the worst thing
ever. It's the depth chart episode, everybody.
It was so bad.
Everybody loves it. They've been clamoring for it. David Norwood said it.
Zach Taylor doesn't believe in dress rehearsals. He said that today.
Awesome.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be a typical third preseason game.
Thanks for listening.
Meant to say that after we were done recording.
Bye.
Bye.